This is an Enterprise Times podcast. I'm here with Dermot O'Kelly, who is the Senior Vice President for Oracle UK, Ireland and Israel. Dermot, hello.
Hi.
We're here at Oracle Open World. What's the big news for the UK market that's come out of this?
The big news, and I would say the huge news, is the launch of a new database, which we've cleverly called 18C. What you're getting with 18C is what we are titling a fully autonomous database. What's a fully autonomous database? It's one that patches itself, corrects itself, sizes itself without any human intervention whatsoever. You'll always be current. It'll always have the right patch level. It will always be performant because it does it itself. It's using machine learning to actually tune and upgrade itself. It can do that much more efficiently than any human being can do. And that's huge. So not only is it better, not only will it be more secure, but actually you don't need people to do the tasks that it'll do itself. It's a hell of a proposition.
There's been a lot of other news around this. We've seen the kind of semi-autonomous cybersecurity announcement today just in the keynote. Oracle also now have that complete stack of the cloud, which is very impressive. But where's the resistance coming from still about moving to the cloud? Because there's no way that all of Oracle customers are currently in the cloud.
It's an interesting question. I'd almost be as glib to say, I don't know if there is resistance anymore. I think people are moving to the cloud and they're moving at a pretty fast pace now, especially in the UK. There are still some people who will ask, what about security? To which our answer is, it's more secure in the cloud. So I think that argument's kind of faded. I don't really hear people asking it anymore. There's people will talk about the regulator, where can data be resident? And again, we have data centers in the UK, so I'm not sure that that's an objection. But also, we have cloud customers. So if you are sensitive about your data, then keep it behind your firewall, and we'll give you cloud at your data center. For most people, they're trying to move to the public cloud. So what I see from a lot of customers is not so much resistance as they have to plan which applications they're going to move first. Are they going to go completely cloud native? Are they going to buy a new SaaS application? Are they going to take their existing application and cloudify it? I.e., they'll move it and put it on our platform in the cloud. Are they going to put it in our public cloud? Are they going to build their own hybrid cloud? I think these decision points are maybe what's just holding people up as they go. And frankly, there's work to be done. So the idea that you'll just switch off your data center and put everything in the cloud, yep, eventually you will, but it's going to take some time.
Do you think there's any resistance in terms of the IT management, the more less forward-looking IT management about moving to the cloud because they're scared in terms of leaving staff?
Perhaps it's the old turkeys voting for Christmas scenario, but I think less and less, if it's somebody at that level, I'm not sure they're the ones who make the decision as to whether the company's going to the cloud or not. Perhaps they might raise objections, but ultimately, why is a company going to the cloud? They want to be more agile, they want to develop applications quicker, and they want to do it at a better cost price.
Oracle's built its customer base over decades. One of the challenges must be actually now because, as you said, people are moving to the cloud faster and faster, you need to recruit 1,000 extra people you've announced. How are you doing in that recruitment phase and what's happening on that side?
It's good. We set aggressive timescales for that, but we're ramping up fast with that. One of the questions is, where do you get them all? It's not always easy to find 1,000 salespeople. So one, I think when people saw our results on cloud, how fast we're growing, we're the fastest growing company at scale in the cloud, that certainly makes us more attractive to people. But in other areas, we're actually trying to recruit from a different pool. We're looking at, for example, if you're going to sell HR apps, it's probably a good idea that you know something about HR. We were going to try to recruit people that have got actual experience of the functionality, if you like. That opens up a wider pool set for us to go recruit from as well.
And is that working in terms of finding people in the business?
It's working because it gives us a wider net. And when you're trying to scale up at the speed that we are, a wider net helps.
What we're seeing at the moment is we think we're seeing a tipping point in terms of sales of new systems where people are buying cloud solutions first. It's not, well, we might think about cloud, it's no, cloud is on the table, and sometimes cloud is the only thing we'll look at. What are Oracle finding from, in a sense, new customers coming in? Are you just seeing cloud? Are you still seeing people want on-premise, even if it's cloud a customer?
Yeah, I think if it's a back-office application you're talking about, like ERP and HR, it's cloud. It's just cloud-first. Companies want to go cloud. They're not going to do another big on-premise implementation of an ERP system. That's definitely cloud. I think for some of their third-party applications, they may not be quite ready for cloud, so they're looking at infrastructure as a service for those or platform as a service if they can move them. I definitely think most conversations with customers now are starting with cloud, and then they're working out what the capability is and how fast they can go.
And one of the sectors that I haven't seen much talk about this week is around the mid-market. SAP have a strong hold in the mid-market in terms of applications, but there's Oracle doing very well in the large enterprise. You're doing very well in the small scale-up startups as well. But there doesn't seem to be the same push into the market, and mid-market are often more conservative.
I'm sad you haven't picked it up, because it's a focus area for us. And it's part of the reason we are hiring many more salespeople, is what cloud has done is open up a whole new market for us that, due to cost issues, was not available for us. A very, very small organization can now buy world-class ERP from Oracle because of the subscription pricing makes it affordable for them. If they were having to buy it on-premise a few years ago, it might have been at a price point that they just thought they couldn't reach. So we are definitely trying to get to that market. I think it's easier for a mid-market or a mid-size organization to actually move off their on-premise ERP and go with a SaaS ERP system, where you get some very, very large enterprises. The ERP is so embedded into everything, as much as they want to move, it can be quite tricky for it to do so. We're definitely in the mid-market, and a lot of our new customers on SaaS are new to Oracle. They've never been an Oracle customer, and that's great.
And where are you picking those customers up from?
All markets. There's nothing excluded, and cloud's a great democratizer of business. Yeah, we're picking them up from all business, commercial, even public sector, and all sizes.
What's different about the UK market? Obviously, we're here in the States, and some of the talk is focused at the US market rather than the UK market. What's different about the UK market?
To go back to the sort of democracy of the cloud, I'm not sure there is that much that's different in the UK market. We have some uniques. Our public sector is different, and I think cloud is a very attractive proposition to the public sector. And I think public sector, to their credit, are moving fast to the cloud as well. We have some very big departments like Home Office that have committed to cloud, and some small local councils that have gone to cloud as well. That's a different element for us. But I think from the commercial organizations, again, I think everybody's looking for the same thing. They want to be more agile. They want to have a price point that they can afford. They want to scale things up and down as they go, and cloud gives it to them. I don't really, as much as I'm the UK head and would like to say I'm special, I think it's the same.
In terms of the mid-market size, the problem I see is that the Oracle applications, yes, per user, they may be cheap, but, and this may be a very traditional viewpoint, but the setup cost of Oracle is seen as prohibitive to many customers. NetSuite have just announced Suite Success to overcome that issue. Sweetwell, but you're talking about putting Oracle ERP systems into the mid-market. I suppose actually the problem is, what is mid-market to Oracle?
Don't forget, NetSuite is Oracle. As the more successful NetSuite is, it's good for Oracle as well. And everybody has a different definition of mid-market, but definitely NetSuite is positioned for the smaller end of the market, and we position the ERP system then for the enterprises above that.